Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
That is really special to me. You know, I don't advertise a lot about the safe space. I don't know why. I know we have some tears over here because we have some people here from the safe space that really have built a community. I just think it's something that, you know, when people find it, I'm gonna advertise more about it, but when people find that space, they find people, and when you find people, you connect, and when you connect to people, you grow because you realize that you do have a voice. And our next guest, this is something a little bit different from me. I heard that they have a story and that it was really powerful. And usually what happens when I have a guest is I try to get the backstory, but I was told that I was gonna be super inspired. So I don't know anything about the backstory, but let me tell you what I do know. I was able to hang out with this person. I got invited to Melissa McAllister's a retreat that she had this past fall. It was, you know, I'm not gonna lie, like, I was nervous. She was like, I have these amazing women Beachbody coaches, and I was like, uh-oh, this is gonna be crazy, you know, like, come and immerse yourself. Even though, obviously, I love Beachbody coaches, but I was like, okay, how this is gonna be? I trust Melissa. And she does something very similar to me, which is, like, she creates a community, brings a community of women and leaders together, and Scott and I went there, and we had the best time, and we happened to connect. I think Scott, even maybe a little bit more. I was a little jealous that Scott connected a little more with Sabrina. But we had to leave early that weekend. It's a little earlier than they did. And they had an impromptu kind of synergy session, if you will. And Sabrina shared her story. And Chip came back and told me, he was like, oh my gosh. But even though I love Sabrina, Sabrina Militello, would you please, is it Militello?
Yeah.
Is that right? Would you please come to the stage? Please get up, give it up for Sabrina. Now, the reason, just so you can stand on this side, it's really important for me today to hear, for you to hear from you, from a community of people that may have been through something similar or who are going through my workouts on the other side. I think a lot of times it's easy to hear from, you know, people who made it or people who are experts in their field, but when we dig back into the journey, you know, I think it's important for us, as Sabrina tells her story, for you to kind of dig back into your journey. And where are you at right now? Maybe you're still inside the journey. Maybe you're still there. But hopefully Sabrina will give us some motivation and inspiration, which I'm sure you will, to maybe get past that next place. So Sabrina, welcome. And
thank you.
So first of all, I'm an international traveler, and I just love talking to her, not first and foremost, but, you know, you'll hear this amazing accent. So tell us where you're from.
I'm from a small town just outside of London, from Surrey. Any Brits in the house? I don't know. Hey, hey.
I love it. Okay. So I don't know much about your story. Mm-hmm. I know a lot about your energy because I was able to spend time. So we begin.
Guys, it has been, I don't know, like, I'm not gonna cuss, but it's been—
You can curse on Twitter.
It's been a shit show. Like, I'm not kidding. It has been a long, winding road. But I've lost 92 pounds. Thank you. but it was a really ugly win. It was a really ugly win. I remember this one time, I'll try to keep my emotions in check, but this one day I was sitting in my bedroom. And that song, Just One of Them Days,
Let a Girl Go Through,
that song was on the radio, and I remember it vividly. And I had Cosmopolitan magazine, And I was cutting out supermodels' bodies, cutting out pictures of me, putting my head on the, like, this was a real thing. People did this, right? You know? Put my face on the body of somebody that I wanted to look like, and I would use that image, put it on the fridge or on the cupboards as a deterrent, you know? Because I just wanted to be skinny. That was the only thing that I cared about. I wanted to be skinny. I thought I would matter if I was skinny. My life would mean something if I was skinny. And it's just, I just wish that I could have gone back then, because my journey, you know, went along. I developed an eating disorder. I got to my goal weight with the worst self-esteem, self-image, self-value, like, awful. And I wish now that I could go back to me then and say, Sabs, you need to focus on the inside. Build yourself up from the inside, because that's going to manifest on the outside anyway. And if I'd done that, it wouldn't have been the way that it was. But I'm obviously so glad that I'm in that headspace now, and I value who I am now. But 15 years ago, that was not my story. I did not think I mattered at all.
So let's dig into that a little bit more. So let's dig into the eating disorder. Mm-hmm. We all have heard and we know about eating disorders, but I'm a big believer on before the before. Mm-hmm. So how did the eating disorder develop, right? Because a lot of us, if we have an eating disorder, it's like, I'm here and I need to work on this. But I think it's really important for you to tell us, how did you get to the point where you developed the eating disorder? What happened before you got there?
So I'm from an African family. Food is a thing. Like, that's, if anybody can relate, I don't know, but food, that's all we do. So I've always had this very unhealthy relationship with food. And knowing that I was so, so big in my own eyes, so big, and I didn't want to be that way, but then food had this hold on me, had this, it was just what I celebrated with, it's what I commiserated with, it's what I turned to when I was sad or angry or whatever. And through that journey of, you know, remember, I just wanted to be skinny, but I had this entity that had a hold on me, so I developed bulimia, because I would binge and eat and eat and eat, and then I'd be like, oh my gosh, but that's going against where it is that I want to be, so I'd go and purge. And that was my life for, I hate to say it, but it was about 13 years. And it's only very recently that I kind of got to a place where I was like, this decade that's about to turn is the decade in which you turn 40. There is no way that you're still going to carry this shit that you've been dealing with since you were 13 years old. Like, it's not okay, you know? So it's just been kind of looking at my BS square in the face and being like, is that going to be the thing that determines my life, or am I going to take control?
And so when you were, so a lot of people who know me, they know I go, like, I keep digging way down there, but it's going to help. This is what I'm going to ask. Some of you might be like, why in the world would he ask her this question? So the minute you purged, did you look in the mirror?
Yeah.
And what did you think and say to yourself? What were you thinking?
Disgusted with myself. I didn't recognize who I was. Like, I was a shadow of a human. And that sounds super dramatic, but I didn't recognize me. I didn't know who I was for the longest time because of that. And it happened so often that every time I would look in the mirror, I would just be like, who even are you? You know?
I think, and the reason why I ask that is because, so there are a lot of people, and I'm going to go a little here, but we'll come back. A lot of people, when someone's addicted to something, like Dr. Alameen was talking about an opioid crisis, or people are addicted to various things, a lot of people frown upon it. But for some reason, when it comes to something like bulimia or an eating disorder, people say they have an empathy. Mm-hmm. And everyone who is going through something of some sort of addiction, and where's Savannah? I don't know if Savannah's in here, but, you know, Savannah is very open about her. Now she's sober for how many years?
7 years
sober. You know, when people say, I didn't recognize myself. People are like, what do you mean? Like, they really look down upon it. You can be addicted to a person. It could be a relationship that right now, like, that person left, that person's not good for you, you are following that person, you are chasing that person, and you look in the mirror and you're like, who the fuck am I? Like, why am I doing this? And it's the same thing. It's when you don't work out. It's when you, again, like when you eat. There's that moment where all of us are going through something where we look, be like, who am I? Like when, because for me, being molested, like I turned to sex. So when I would just go have random sex, like when I would finish, I would be like, who the fuck are you? I told you you can curse on Trust and Believe, right? Like who, like we, everybody, if you're going through something, if you've been through something, like you ask yourself, who are you? Because that's not where you naturally want to be, something that got you there, which is why I said, how did you get there? And so I just think that that's really important to dig into what happened in the loo. You guys call it the loo, right?
Yeah.
The toilet, the bathroom. Like, what happened there? What else happened in there?
It was just, like, breaking myself down, beating myself down. And I was doing that, you know? Like, I think we can all look outside and be like, oh, that person sees me this way, or that person thinks of me this way, or this is how I show up, or whatever. But we do that to ourselves. Like, we're the ones that break ourselves down, and that's what would happen in the bathroom. I'd just sit there and just be like, see, you say that you're not gonna do this anymore, you say that you're gonna get past it, and look what's happening. Like, I would do that to myself every day, guys, every day, multiple times a day sometimes. And if you hear that you're a piece of shit enough, you start to believe it. And it's worse when you do that to you, and it's not okay. Like, we have to get to a point where it's like, enough is enough, you know?
And so let's talk about the climb, right? Because I could say, you know, one of the questions I have for you is, do you remember the last time you purged? Mm-hmm. But do you remember the first time that it was the beginning of the end? Mm-hmm. Because there's a moment, there's certain things that we attach to when we are going through something. And there's the climb phase of like, I'm on my way out of it, and some people don't recognize it. And so do you remember where you said, I am at the beginning of the end of this? And how did you climb out of it?
That's a whole other story. This is a story that I shared at the retreat,
and
actually.
And this is, well, let's go.
Okay, so about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, something like that, I was in a completely different phase in my life, and things were not going well. My husband and I, we'd been together at that point 17 years, married for 7 years. And he turned to me one day and he said, Sabrina, I'm not in love with you anymore. And there was obviously devastation, all that kind of stuff. And I turned again to food to kind of self-soothe. And I was in the bathroom that day and I was like, do you know what? I'm over it. And I was, in that moment, I was so broken down and so devastated by that pronouncement that it made me sit and think, your self-worth is dependent on how he feels about you. Because we've been together since we were 17 years old. Like, I don't know my life without him, and everything that I valued about me was dependent on how he felt about me. So that instant, I was sitting there and I was like, I don't want that anymore. I want to value me. I want to be the person that builds me up. I want to matter to myself how I feel about me. And it was that was the last time that I purged, and it was the beginning of the end of that cycle, because I was like, my self-worth is no longer ever going to be determined by how somebody else feels about me. It's going to be about me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's wonderful. And so a lot of people look at me crazy and strange when, like, if you would have came to me that day and said, my husband told me he's not in love with me anymore, I would say, did he mean it? And you would say yes, and I would say, congratulations. And some people are like, oh my God, why would you say congratulations? I got broken up with. For me, it's now you literally have turned your struggle into a strength. A lot of times when people think when something bad happens to you, you think like, I'm going downhill, but it really releases this powerful thing inside of you to say, now I have to do something. And what I don't know if this is true, but it could be true for someone else. You saying, you know, you were with this person since you were 17. And maybe your reliance on him giving you the confidence to feel beautiful was still fueling the fact that you wanted to purge every day. And it wasn't this is great. Like, I can be me, you know? And so that was the last time. So what was, you know, in Transform Twitty, I talk about commit, climb, and conquer. So you were in the climb phase of that. How did you conquer it? Because I look at you and I'm listening to you talk and I'm like, okay, this was like 9 years ago. You're saying this was 3 years ago. This is still brand new. You're still in a new life. So how did you continue to conquer it? And where is your sustainability meter?
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it was, you know, I said at the beginning, my focus had to shift from just wanting to be skinny and pretty and all that stuff, surface stuff, and really focus on who I am. Because when you ask that question about when you look in the mirror, what do you see? I wanted to see value. Like, I wanted to look at my reflection and be like, you're a bit of a badass. Like, I'm down with this, you know? Like, that's what how I wanted to talk to myself. And so that whole climb the climb phase, getting to that conquer mindset, was all about working on my self-worth, like working on my self-confidence. Who do I want to become? What kind of woman do I want to be? And it's crazy to think that because I spent time focusing on me, like I was 1,000% selfish in that whole phase, my husband and I, we found our way back to each other. We just celebrated 20 years together, our 10-year wedding anniversary. And like it's crazy to think that if it wasn't for that happening in the first place, I wouldn't have found the strength to become the woman that I am. And so I wouldn't be who I am for us as well as me, you know?
What's super powerful about that, though, is that you said earlier, when you looked in the mirror, you're like, I don't know that person, right? I don't know that person. And your husband didn't know that person. And so we think like, oh my gosh, like my husband fell out of love with me. But if you aren't the person you are, but then you he told you that, you were like, I gotta make a change. And then you came back to you, right? You started living like you because you were always you. And it's amazing how he's like, oh, well, that's the person, you know? So who are you?
Oh, guys, I don't even know. Like, it's the transformation is still, like you said, it's super recent still. And I still am kind of trying to, like, figuring out my path and figuring out where I want to go and how I'm going to get there and taking as many people on that with me as I possibly can, because it's not about you all the time, you know? And I think when you recognize who you are and you come back to yourself and you find yourself, you find the ability to recognize where there's other people that are suffering, you know, that need pulling out of that too. And then it becomes about you continuing on your path so you can stay strong and have the ability to pull them with you. And I think that's just the powerful thing about transforming from the inside out, is your light can shine really bright for other people.
I think that's like so powerful because, you know, I have a friend in here, and I'm not gonna put them on blast and make them stand up, but they lost their father this year. And I think that like struggle, whether it's a eating disorder, whether it's a relationship change, whether it's weight, you know, I think it is about finding yourself and bringing people along on a journey, asking people for help. Because this person is, I think, well, she's a mom. She's a mom of three. She takes care of everyone. She still takes on people's energy. And I just want her to be like, no, like, you can be yourself. You can ask for help. You can bring people along on a journey with you. That's why just being on stage, I'm saying you're the average of the five closest people to you. Like, it's very important, which is why I created the safe space, which you saw. It's very important for you to know that you can rely on other people. Just like when you're losing weight, you have this, you know, we talk about accountability, or we talk about Team Beachbody. And some people are like, oh, Beachbody coaches, this, that, and the third. Coaches that do it right, like Melissa, you, Lauren, my friend Danielle, you know, I see that you're bringing groups of people together. For me, I'm not a Beachbody coach. I'm a safe space coach. But, you know, I just think it's really important to just not be alone. Like, don't be alone when you're in that space, because you have people that want to be there with you. And that's the thing when you're struggling, and Savannah can talk about that, just coming out of sobriety. Like, you feel so low to the ground, but there are people that want to be there to lift you up and build you up. And so I'm glad that you are still with your husband. It's really amazing. I'm so happy and thankful to have met you. Scott loves you, by the way. I don't know if y'all exchanged numbers or whatever, but he, like, absolutely, like, is he out there somewhere? He was, like, literally less than 30 seconds after you guys had some sort of exchange, he came over to me and he was like, I don't know his exact words, but he was like, have you talked to her yet? Like, she's really amazing. And Scott don't say that about everybody. But
thank you
for sharing your story. The last thing I want to ask, because, you know, you are in that conquer phase, which is synonymous with sustainability. What are three things that us out there who are struggling, which we all are with something, can do, or some three things that you found that really help you continue to make the wheels turn, to progress forward?
Gosh. Okay. One, I would say, is identify your bullshit. Like, come face to face with where your BS in your life is. Like, what are you lying to yourself about? Like, identify that bullshit. Like,
oh my God, don't, don't
let it be a thing. So identify the BS, whether that's you're telling yourself, I'm big boned. Like, everyone's seen a skeleton, correct? Like, I don't get that. And I told myself that for years, by the way.
You know, I've always been hesitant to say to people, like, oh yeah, you know, when they say I'm just big bone, I'm always been being like, the skeleton's the same size under all of us, don't even try. But it came from you first, I didn't say it, but go ahead.
I told myself that lie for a long time, so. Or, you know, whatever it is that you're telling yourself you can't, you need to drop your story of can't, because you're the one that puts that limit there, right? So identify your BS, trust your process, I think. And I think, and I use this story, one of my clients, she lost about 100 pounds in just under 18 months, us working together. It took me 4 years to lose 92 pounds. If we'd been on that journey together, and I saw her girl like killing it, 18 months down the line, she's at the goal, and I'm still whatever is happening over here, I would have quit. I would have been like, I can't do it, I suck, blah, 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 right? So we've got to stop looking left and right and focusing on what homegirl over there is doing and focus on our process, our journey, because no two people's transformation looks the same.
And just going back to the big bone thing, because like, I think it's funny. Like, but, and it's important, you know, Sabrina started by saying she had a Cosmopolitan magazine and she was cutting out people's bodies and putting her face on it. You ain't supposed to look like that. You ain't supposed to look like that. This is so, like, y'all know, I don't know how much, some of y'all know me really well, but like, I think of the craziest things, right? This is so crazy what I'm about to say. So my kids are at this point where they love going up the steps, but when we go down the steps, like, you know, Sandra and Silas both, they go, carry you? And I'm like, you mean carry me? Like, they look up, they like, carry you? They say carry you, because they're asking me to carry them down the steps. And I get them down to walk halfway down the steps, and then they stop, and they're like, carry you? And I'm like, okay. So I was walking down the steps, And I had to pick both of them up on the steps. I'm like, Sean, like, please don't fall. You know, you're imbalanced because Silas is 45 pounds, Sanders 27, right? So I'm like this. But I see my babysitters do it, and they are like just prancing down the steps and like rolling out the steps, and they got them, and they're like, hey, you guys ready? And I'm like this. And I realized this is really important, the male-female anatomy. I was like, oh, they have hips. Like, I really believe that that's one of the reasons why you amazing females have these hips, so you can whatever. But a lot of people, like, want to shrink that, right? They're like, oh, I want to shrink my hips. I want to do this. And I'm like, no, you can tone it, but you don't got to shrink it. It's not about shrinking it. It's about toning it, but it's also something that it can be utilized. Like, your body is your body. Your shape is your shape. And the other thing is, not everybody wants a skinny-ass fitness model. Like, I said this before, I always tell Scott, I'm like, you can add a good 20, I'm good. Like, you know, I'm cool, you know what I mean? You find the way you are, but I'm like, I'm not, like, you don't need to be skinny to be with me. So if your idea of beauty is coming from what you think other people want to see, that's that part of I can't. That you need to drop. Like, I can't look like this with somebody else. Well, if somebody else doesn't need to exist, right? I want you to feel good about who you are. Like, I think that one of the biggest things, and I tell you to look in the mirror, and I look in the mirror as well, and I literally now have trained myself to go to the good place. I used to go to the mirror. I used to hate my face because it was round. I used to go to the mirror. I used to hate this about myself. And now I go to the mirror, and things that I used to hate, I love because I've trained my brain to be like, no, like, because I look at Scott, and I used to do this. I don't do this now. Now I look at him for other reasons, but I used to look at him, I'm like, oh my gosh, he has, like, these cheekbones, like, he's so handsome. He has this, like, amazing face. It is unreal to me. Y'all probably be like, he all right, but, you know, he has this amazing face. He has these blue eyes, and I'm like, and then I look in the mirror, and I'm like, I don't have, like, those cheekbones, but then, like, I literally, like, after I wrote my book, and I, you know, getting into, I'm like, you know, I'm like, well, you fine too? You know what I mean? I finally got to that place. So, you know, when we talk about size and body and, like, you know, this and that, like, you have to find a way to be like, this is the way I was built. This is who I am. I am beautiful. And not everybody likes one type of person. You know, if you do have that thing of, like, well, I want to feel sexy. People think you're sexy. Like, they do. But you can be as sexy as you want, but if you don't think you're sexy, they ain't gonna think you're sexy. When Sabrina was purging, and I hate that you went through that struggle, and it's not a bad thing because it helped you get out of it. It probably helped your husband recognize that you weren't being yourself. Like, you weren't being yourself. And when you came to be yourself, like, you guys worked it out. And so congratulations, number one, for being you, for finding who you are, for having a sustainability, but more importantly, congratulations for going through the struggle, because that's going to be the power that you can take for the rest of your life. Everybody give it up to Sabrina.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.